Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're gonna get fucking crunk on some aspirin, dude.
Yeah, we are, dude. We're gonna take a couple aspirin and get fucked up.
So excited, dude. You got your aspirin, I got mine.
You look very comfortable today. Those are the pants that I liked. And you wore them again. Was it because I said I liked them?
I wore them because I was like, I'll get another compliment from Ryan.
And I brought them up again.
They feel good, though. They're very comfy. And look how stretchy they are.
I know.
Look at that.
I might have to steal them. Are you sure they're stretchy enough for me?
Well, I don't know how stretchy the weight. Yeah, they'd fit you. These would work on you.
What's up, dude?
You know, just living off bananas and blow.
All right.
That's a song.
Is it?
Yeah.
By who?
Ween.
Ooh. Who's Ween?
Ocean Man.
Okay. Okay. What you doing over there?
Dude, I want to make these things, but they have...
The aglets? What are they called?
Aglets? Hear me out. Ready?
I only know that from Zach and Cody.
This is a genius idea. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Magnetic aglets.
Nope, not magnetic aglets. That is a good idea too. But basically, you've got a pair of shorts.
Aglets.
No, not cyanide. Look, at the end of the aglets have a little bit of flint in them.
Okay.
So like, let's say I'm lost in the woods. I need to make a fire. I can go.
Start a little fire,
yeah. I can go smack them together.
And then just in case the fire gets too big, you have your penis and you can pee it out.
That is one option, yeah.
Or if you're a lady, you can just... You don't even have to pull anything out.
And spray piss everywhere. Just lift your leg and...
just fire hose.
Ah, God didn't give you the fun ability like he gave to us.
Gotcha.
Too bad. So sad. Go home, tell dad.
Oh, well, I guess I can just whip it out and have precision. Precision with my pee.
I can write my name.
Yeah.
Like in the snow?
Easily.
A woman, it's just going to look like a big spray of piss,
you know? God, what was God thinking?
I don't know. God should have at least given them some kind of control over that. It's unfortunate he didn't, but...
Imagine if, like, they could, like, have control over it. It was like this, like, rotating sphere.
It's like the eye of Sauron with the light. Anyway, welcome to episode 192 of Super Mega Cast.
Oh my God, it's 192. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Creeping closer to 200 by the second.
Fuck yeah.
Every little second that passes, 1 second closer to episode 200, which will be no more special than any other episode. Or will it?
Who knows? Find out when we get there.
We're going to hype it up so much, guys, in the next few episodes. Get ready. It's going to get so hyped. You're going to get excited.
Do you think Bob Saget's still putting ads on our stuff?
You know, I told that moron Bob to stop putting his shit on our podcast, but he might still be throwing his ads on our podcast. I don't know.
God, you know, he wants to be friends with us, and he's like, hey, Super Mega guys, can I just throw on like an ad or two? You know, just a short little like, hey, I'm Bob Saget. Listen to me, please. And we go, okay, buddy. But only so many times in a row we can have you. Having your own advertisement because we got bigger businesses to support, to be honest, than Bob Saget's podcast.
Well, what's frustrating to me is he kind of did this under the pretenses that he liked us so much, and he didn't even necessarily want to promote anything.
Yeah.
At first, we didn't even know he was going to promote his podcast. The very first time the podcast ad went out for the Bob Saget podcast, we did not realize, we thought it was just going to be a personalized shout out. And then he didn't even mention us. He just said, hey, guys, I have my own podcast. So we did feel a little betrayed that Bob Saget did that.
I mean, in the ad, if I remember correctly, he was supposed to say something along the lines of, you might have heard me talked about on the Super Mega Cast or something like that.
Yeah.
Or he was supposed to mention us to some capacity.
I thought it was just going to be a shout out, like a cameo type shout out. He didn't even mention us once, though. It was all just for his own podcast, which he started suspiciously after we started ours.
Yeah.
So that's all
just
I got to say.
Just hopping on the podcast bandwagon.
And I could tell, I listened to the podcast, and it's almost an exact carbon copy clone of ours. So I'm a little disappointed, Bob. would not recommend.
Talked
the
about the same stuff in our podcast. He talked about the poops and farts.
Yeah,
and the penis that. Stuff that we talked in that one podcast. It was the exact same conversation.
So really bad podcast, guys. I wouldn't listen to it.
Immature.
Just really crass.
Try hard.
Really crass. Try hard stuff. But we are back once again. And I'm a little pissed off actually.
At Bob?
Not at Bob. Well, I am pissed off at Bob, but, you know, it came to my attention that Ryan McGee.
Did I do something wrong?
No, Ryan, you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Chinese astronomers did. Okay?
Oh, yeah. It's not actually Ryan. You didn't buy the star. You got swindled.
I got fucking swindled.
Can you take him to court?
I might, because people on Reddit found the star from the last episode.
Yeah.
For those who are just skipping around random episodes, in episode 191, I bought Ryan his very own star,
I
named it Ryan McGee. And by the way, I do have to say the certificate never came in the mail. It never showed
really?
Up. It's not come in the mail. It
was
said
it supposed
three
to
business
come
days.
To the office or your place?
My place. I ordered it to my house.
Okay.
Never showed up. So that is
Said within a week, right?
I think it said within like 3 to 4 business days.
Oh, maybe COVID-19. Who knows?
Yeah, I could. Well, I'd expect them, if they're going to swindle me out of my money and false sell me a star, the least they could do is send me a piece of paper in the mail, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a star called G Scorpi, named
not Ryan
Fu Yue.
It doesn't say also named Ryan McGee.
No, according to Wikipedia, G. Scorpi, also named Fu Yue, is a star in the constellation of Scorpius.
Anything about it being named Ryan McGee there, or you being the owner of that star, Matt? On the Wikipedia, don't you think you should be given due credit?
Well, it'd be really fucking cool if the Wikipedia page would load, so I could give a couple facts about this, and I could actually go and see if it is. In fact, named Ryan McGee is one of the other names. Because, see, if I go to the Wikipedia page and it says alternatively known as Ryan McGee, I would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And that'd be okay. But
how does that happen? I mean, you can show them proof. You can send Wikipedia your certificate that says you own that star and you named it Ryan McGee. And so at least under the pseudonyms, you could just, you know, have something in there.
Okay.
Regarding Super Mega or Ryan McGee?
It's 126 light years from the sun. And let me tell you about the nomenclature, okay? It bore the traditional name Fu Yue in ancient China. And Fu Yue was a former slave that became a high-ranking minister to the Shang Dynasty ruler Wu Ding. So, a little pissed off that, you know, of the trillions of stars that they could sell that aren't claimed, they had to sell me one that was already claimed.
And because, you know, not every star is claimed.
No, there's trillions with a T.
Yeah.
There's pooptillions.
Exactly.
And I want to go.
That's what I was trying to say last podcast.
I really, really please to just make it feel like I didn't waste money. If you guys have Wikipedia editing powers, at least just throw somewhere in there like. This make a section where it's because, you know, there's nomenclature properties. See also add another section that's like in pop culture
because you do have the certificate
proving that's my star. Yeah, I paid for it. So maybe there could be a section that's like in pop culture and you expand it. It's like
exactly
in the popular podcast Super Mega Cast in episode 191. Matthew Watson, podcast host, an American Let's Player, purchased the star and owns the rights to the star. Ryan and named it Ryan McGee and owns the star to this day.
That just copy exactly what you just said.
With my stutters and everything.
Yeah.
Well, do it so someone will accept it at least.
Do you want to go take it up with the website and say, hey, could you resell me another star? Or are you saying, no that's my star. I bought it
fair
and square.
That's my star. I bought that star fair and square. I'm not going to get swindled again. I'm not going to go buy another one and be like, this will be the one and then find out that it already has a name. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
He needs to get his stars in order.
Yeah, he needs to get his stars in a row.
He needs to. It's like you have two car dealerships. Like you have, let's say you have a Mini Cruiser lot, right? And then a Ford lot. It would be like someone in the Ford lot selling a Mini Cruiser from the Mini Cruiser lot. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And imagine if you go to the Ford lot and you buy that Mini Cruiser from them, and then you find out
Mini Cruiser. I meant Mini Cooper. Cooper.
Oh, Mini Cooper. Sorry. No.
I got it wrong.
A Mini Cruiser is a combination between a PT Cruiser and a Mini Cooper.
Okay, okay, sure.
So just imagine whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
So I buy it.
I didn't fuck up. That's right.
No, you're good. I buy it from the Ford dealership. And then they come and they repo my car because they're like, you actually, you know, yeah, you bought it, but it doesn't actually belong to you because it belongs to that dealership and it was illegally sold to you by the Ford people. It belongs to the Mini Cruiser dealership.
Exactly.
So that's essentially what happened to me. And it has been a tough week since I found out about that. And I know it's been tough for you too because, you know, you wanted your very own star. I think that what matters though is public opinion. I don't care if some jackass on Wikipedia says it belonged to a Chinese slave. That star in the sky is Ryan McGee.
Did the star belong to the slave?
Well, it was named after the Chinese slave.
Why that specific star? They couldn't have chosen another star to name the slave after?
Yeah, the one next to it maybe?
He became a minister or something?
Yeah, under a Chinese
That's
ruler.
Divine. I think that lays more claim than your human money.
But did they buy the star? Did Fu Yue buy the star himself?
He was a slave and a minister.
Yeah, so he probably didn't buy the star himself.
He didn't have the money to buy the star at the time. That's why it was dedicated.
I had the money and I bought the star. Where did my money go? It's gone. It's not in my bank account anymore.
Okay, I have a question.
Rich jackasses.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You know the Rocky statue of Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Well, you know how, okay, there's a statue of him in Philadelphia or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Great. It's like a statue of him. It's like, you could say it's his statue. If you bought it, would it be his statue or your statue?
Well, if I bought it, then I would own it.
Yeah, but it's a statue of Sylvester. It's Rocky.
Well, someone could do a painting of Rocky and I could buy it rightfully and it would be mine. Just because it's his likelihood doesn't mean he owns it.
Just like with the star. That slave may lay claim to that star, but you purchased it, so it's rightfully your star.
It's my star, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely my star. Do you know that in I think Kosovo, they loved Bill Clinton so much that they built there's a statue of Bill Clinton there, like a big ass statue.
Yeah, but does Bill have a star?
I don't think Bill does have a star.
Go look up the Bill Clinton star and see if there's a single star in the universe.
I don't think
that he owns.
Bill
Clinton star.
By the way, I found out, Ryan, that for $15,000 we can get on a Zoom call with Hillary Clinton. So
$15,000.
Well, I'm sweet.
Do you think we could ask her stuff?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned Bill Clinton star because you know, the whole impeachment thing was done by Ken Starr, and the whole thing was called the Starr Report.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny. History Channel's working on a documentary series with Bill Clinton. Is it about him? A whole show about Bill, just a sitcom about Bill. It's just called Bill. And it's him living in a house with old HRC, and Monica's always, you know, causing trouble between the two of them.
She always shows up in the dress with the cum stain. He's like, oh, she's here with the cum stain dress again.
And then she's in the kitchen trying to seduce him, and he hears Hillary go, honey, I'm home. And he has to push her into the cabinet and shut the door. And she's like, who are you talking to?
No one.
And then one time she sees like the cum kind of seeping a little out of the closet. She's like, what's that?
Frosting for the cake I made you, see? And he licks it. And he goes,
ugh.
And the audience
he almost throws up, but he does the whole, delicious. Oh, can I try it? Oh, it's not ready yet. I want you to taste it when it's perfect.
When it's perfect. I want you to taste it when it's perfect.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
I just, last night we were talking about doing stand-up sets. You were over at my house for Harrison's birthday.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how purposely bombing a stand-up set would be so funny, but...
Not with an explosive device.
No, that wouldn't be funny at all. I'm talking about bombing in the sense of, like, you're just bombing on stage.
Yeah.
But Ryan misheard me and thought I said vomit on stage. So then we crafted the idea of, like, doing a stand-up set where it's fine. It's a fine stand-up set, but the whole time you're just... holding back vomiting so hard, so like you can't really speak because you're
or
just trying to
a stand-up set where all you do is get up on stage, vomit into a bucket, and then walk off, and then kick the bucket into the audience.
Okay, that's I like that idea a lot more. Splash zone, first few rows.
In the beginning, you're like, "There's a splash zone, folks," and everyone's like, "It's like, aha, it's funny." Then you throw up, and then everyone's put off. And then even to put salt in the wound, you kick it on them.
Or even if you want
to, would that be assault on my part if I did that, or would the cops be like, "Oh, that was hilarious"?
I think you could
these liberals need to stop being such big babies.
Yeah, it's like that's a cop with a stutter. And as long as if it's in California, yeah, then they deserved it. But I think that because you could definitely sue for that, and I guarantee you'd be able to find a lawyer that would count that as assault because you were assaulted with vomit.
Or a bucket if you got hit by the bucket.
That's true. That's true. That's absolutely true.
And my words if you found them offensive.
Could you say something really mean to me and then I file a lawsuit for like verbal assault and I try to argue that you assaulted me with words?
There is.
Like I know that you can assault, like you can verbally assault someone, but like legally what is it?
You can make that like harassment. That's a harassment case. But I don't think you can like strictly get in trouble for like, fuck you! I'm like, hey, okay. Come with me and you arrest someone. It's like, I think it's like, oh, fuck, we need to separate these two. This is a harassment case. Do you want to file a restraining order, blah, blah, or something like that? I don't know.
So I've heard of verbal assault, but I haven't heard of verbal of pepper.
What? A verbal of pepper?
Verbal assault and verbal of pepper. Got
damn
it.
Damn good.
Got
yeah,
it?
That's good.
I'm going to put in a laugh track just a
minute. Are you?
Here I am.
Here I am. Just a little bit. Come on. Stop picking at your scabbed wounds.
I have no scabs on me. I was pulling
all
with
your
my leg
bed
hair.
Bugs again. You have another
I
infestation.
I have no bed bugs. I was playing with
your
my
pussy
leg
legs scarred
my,
with
bed my pussy
bed,
legs.
Yeah, because they have so many bed bug bites on them. And,
there are
and
no. I don't have a single bed bug bite on my body.
I don't see how you can prove it. Prove it.
How do you prove that I have bed bug bites on my body?
What?
How can you prove
with
that?
With my eyes. I can see that they're there.
Yeah, but you can't prove to the audience that I had bed bug bites.
Oh, they trust me.
Well, they trust me a little more, I think.
I don't know. That's weird. How come you have six toes?
I don't have six toes.
Oh, they're like 50% of the audience. I would almost say 95% of the audience now agrees with me or thinks that it's a fact that you have six toes.
I have 10 toes, actually.
Why do you like wearing
See, you're trying to come up with something right there. I could see you. I could see your brain.
No,
gears
no man,
turning.
I had a stroke. That's mean.
I
can't make fun of me for a medical
mean.
Condition.
It's not. No, you didn't have a stroke.
I
you
did
were trying
have,
to think of
what
something.
What are you trying to tell me I didn't have a stroke for?
Prove
do you
it.
Know what a stroke is?
I know exactly what a stroke. I know what a stroke is.
Well, I don't feel comfortable anymore because you're making fun of my medical condition. So let's change
condition.
The subject.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Imagine doing a podcast with someone that's like so, like they're like that hard to work with.
Welcome.
I like having a conversation with someone and just give them a look halfway through. Just a quick, like, see how they react.
Sometimes you and I give each other behind the scenes looks when we're saying stuff, and people on the podcast listening to it, of course, will never know.
Never.
But we're just kind of like, you know, there'll be some like raised eyes.
That was a good joke.
Either that or, you know, when we're trying to gaslight our audience and make them go insane.
I'll be like, I'll give you the old eyebrow raise. It's like, what I'm saying is like, let's like go along with it. You know how it goes, bro.
Exactly.
You know exactly how it goes. So my...
Because the end goal of this whole thing is to form some sort of like cult.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. Because what's more dedicated than a cult?
You know, it's nice having a fan base, and it does, you know, stroke my ego, but nothing will do it quite the same as if we have a group of people willing to die for us.
Yeah, and that's not the end goal.
Yeah, no one's gonna... Well, not everyone would die for us.
Yes.
I would prefer if the men could become castrated alongside us.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take the burden of giving the earth more children. You and I will take that burden.
We'll take the burden of sex.
Yeah.
Off of the hands.
Every man must have his balls or vagina removed.
Yeah. And we will I don't want you guys to have to worry about that. We'll take the burden of sex. I can't believe people fell for that shit.
They did. That was
in Waco.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, all you married couples can move in, but sex is wrong, so I'll take the burden
I'll
of that,
take
okay?
The burden.
I'll be the one to don't want to do
You're
it, but
open the seals.
I don't want to have to be the one to do it, but you know what? I will take the burden of sex and I'll have sex with all your wives. I will.
Ugh. Fuck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Our hero.
He's having sex with my wife, so
David
I don't have
Koresh
to.
Is having sex with my wife.
Yes!
My child is going to be one of the 24 judges that sits at the table during the condemnation of humanity.
Yeah! Well, that's a little preview of what our cult could be like.
Yeah. Except replace David Koresh. We would be two David Koresh.
It would be Matt and Ryan from Super Mega.
We could change our name to Ryan and Matt Koresh.
We could, you know, if we started a cult, we could just both.
He already has still a claim to a cult. They're still David Koresh, whatever they call it. Davidians?
Davidians.
Yeah, the Davidians.
Something Davidians. It's like Branch Davidians?
Branch Davidians, yeah.
We'll make the.
I got done watching that fucking show.
Oh, the Netflix series?
I still think the documentaries I have seen about it are way more entertaining.
Yeah,
and like,
but for sure.
So I'm going to go back and watch one of those again it's not like to wash the taste out of the miniseries of my mouth, but there's so much where it's like, you're doing TV show stuff here.
Yeah.
But it's like, I kind of just wanted to see a simplified story with actors. I don't know. I was in the mood for kind of like a Snickers bar, but for my eyes.
Okay. No, yeah, I guess.
Or a Snickers ice cream sandwich, but for my eyes.
Sure, that makes sense. I watched the first episode and I wasn't really into it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Didn't catch me.
I didn't enjoy it.
It seemed like they were going for that style of recreation show where it's recreating some like crazy event like Waco. And they want to build characters and stuff, but they kind of missed the mark a little bit, I think. It was just kind of boring and not very fun.
I wish that. I feel like it lacked a vision, you know? It was just very kind of like plain.
Yeah, it was plain. It was plain. And I've watched documentaries on Waco, and I found those to be very interesting. We drove through Waco when we were on tour in Texas. And like also talking about cults, there was a... If I could ever write a short TV series, it'd be so cool to do one about Heaven's Gate.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But like a really well-done one about Heaven's Gate. Because they all had themselves castrated and they all killed themselves wearing the same Nikes and hoodie and everything. So they could go
Adidas
join
Adidas track suits?
Yeah. So they could go join the
Are they red
the
Adidas
UFO?
Track suits?
No. Purple.
Purple.
Purple hoodie, black pants, and then Nike shoes. I forgot what they were. But they went and they
and
joined
fedoras.
The UFO.
They all had fedoras, too.
Well, our cult
They all had
fedoras.
To have silk fedoras.
Silk fedoras?
Yeah.
Those will run up the price tag in the cult.
Hey, more money for us. We can extra upcharge it. We can be like, hey, it's silk fedoras.
But it's not actually.
These are our blessed fedoras made from the fabric of our holy gardens.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Like, and we grew the textiles. We grew the silk ourselves in the garden.
And God blessed it. He told us that he blessed it.
Well, in our cult, who is God? is God, you know, it's got the type, like, is this like a
no, every other religion is false. We're the right one. Every other religion is kind of on the right path, but we're on the correct path.
We're the ones, we are the two messengers that God sent down to earth to spread the true message. And only a few people out of all of the billions of damned souls will be able to hear the call.
God actually thought Jesus was a big simp and a mistake, and so he sent us to kind of
correct his errors.
Correct the errors. And those simp Christians that follow Jesus.
God, they are such simps, dude. They're simps for God. Hey, there we go. We got our next music video. Yeah. Simp for Jesus.
How would people simp for Jesus if he was a Twitch streamer?
How would they simp for him? Man, I don't know, dude, because I imagine Jesus would wear a lot of clothing, like a lot of cloak.
Like a robe.
Like a robe. A cloak? Yeah. Not a cloak. Makes him sound like he's evil. Like a nice, you know, Middle Eastern robe.
Do you think Jesus would put a dyed streak in his hair, like dye his hair?
Like a big red streak in his hair, a big like neon green one?
Yeah.
And he has those big colorful headphones, like the big headset.
With cat ears on them.
Yes.
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 And then like if he, every 50 subs he gets, he does the, whatever that face is, what's it called? The crossed eyes, tongue out shit.
Ah, hey, gal.
That one, yeah, he does that face.
Dude, imagine Jesus.
And then he starts an OnlyFans to spread the word.
I mean, that could be the second coming. You ever think about this? The second coming could just be a girl on Twitch that it's actually Jesus, but it's just a girl
on
Twitch.
Jesus got really nice, like, breasts. Stuff.
Well, the thing is, you know, Jesus said when he returns, he could return as someone else and we'll never know.
Exactly.
So it could be a fine piece of ass on Twitch.
He could be Joe Biden.
He could be Joe Biden.
Jesus, very much. And we're all making fun of Jesus.
Dude, he could be. So he could be.
Are we making fun of Jesus when we're making fun of Slow-Mo Joe?
Dude, we got. Guys.
Oh, I just called him Slow-Mo Joe.
Get out there.
That's
and
like
vote
calling
for Joe
him Slow-Mo
Biden.
Jesus.
Oh, vote for Joe Biden, guys. I think that's the message here.
Yeah.
You ever think that Jesus could just be someone you know?
Nope.
Oh. Okay. What if I was Jesus, Ryan? What if I. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, you sinned a lot.
What?
If you were Jesus, you'd be sinning a lot.
Well, no one said Jesus was perfect, Ryan, and times have changed, so.
Jesus was perfect.
And I'm not, I don't think I sin a lot.
Plus, I think Jesus would be a lot cuter than you.
Oh, thank you. So that rules us both off then, both off the list for being Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Brent.
Dude, what if it is
maybe
Brent?
It's Tom Pearl. Maybe Tom Pearl is the second coming.
It's not Tom Pearl. And you know exactly why it's not Tom Pearl.
Spread the word.
He would do good in Catholicism, though, as a priest.
I want you to eat the body with me. Take this shit as it is my blood. Oh, man, I miss communion, dude. Not the act of it, but just the wine.
Are you just referencing an act of which Tom Pearl is mimicking communion, but instead of them dipping the bread in wine, they're dipping the bread in his diarrhea?
Well, he's just eating his diarrhea.
In front of a congregation?
Yes, and he's wearing
what
robes.
Do the congregation think of this? Are they like yelling and like, woo? Are they just kind of like, yes.
Yeah, like
yes.
That.
They have their arms up.
Yes, eat it. Ugh. Eat the poop.
Eat the poop.
Yeah, you know. But I do miss communion. I could go for a big old cup of wine, like a chalice of wine. Not a cup, a chalice of wine, and get some wafers. Just doink.
Not the wafers for me. I need that good bread.
That's what I'm talking about. The little... Oh, you're talking about real bread.
Loaves of bread.
Okay.
See, my church knew, you know, we're not getting these wafers. You know, Jesus didn't show up with wafers, did he?
How do you know? Were you there?
Yeah. In the paintings, it shows him with bread and fish. A good hearty loaf of bread.
Did they dip the fish in wine, too?
No, that would be gross.
That'd probably be gross, yeah. Well, the thing about bread will absorb the wine. Fish, it's just going to kind of...
I don't know, people cook some steaks in wine. I'm sure there's some fish.
Well, I mean, but dipping something in wine is different from like sauteing a
God
nice
damn,
steak
I need to
in
go
wine.
Buy some red wine. I need to get myself a hearty loaf of bread and just have myself a good night tonight.
Ooh, that's not... On the way home, I might have to pick up a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And a loaf... I don't want to. I shouldn't.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
I'm trying to not drink as much. I'm trying to be healthier. So I
was just saying, I'm trying to go out, like not trying to go to the grocery store. Like in my head, I'm like, well, if I forgot it, fuck me. I'll have to remember it. Let this be a lesson for next time. Don't forget it next time.
I am ready for this to be over.
It ain't.
I know. There's still like 20 more minutes left.
No.
Just kidding.
No,
talking about
like,
coronavirus, yeah. Quarantine. I'm ready for it to be over. It is.
Isn't there the possibility that this is like the, just the new what it is of going out for years?
Oh, don't.
Like, is this the new? No, like, I don't think people will stay in lockdown just because people are people. You know what I'm saying? But is this just going to be like, well, this is just kind of how dangerous it is right now on planet Earth for humans.
And what's
we're just gonna have to fucking deal with it.
What's also making it worse?
I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, what's also making it worse and harder is like now that the weather's warming up and it's getting warm outside.
Doesn't sunlight kill it or some shit? It's not like a vampire. Didn't they say like heat? Kind of.
I think heat is not good for viruses. It's harder for them to survive, I think, in the heat.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, it's getting warm outside. I'll open up my window and it smells like summer's rolling around. And I'm like, I just want to be outside.
I want to
go around. I want to go outside and go to a bar.
Well, LA's lifting up, right? They're lightening up soon.
They're opening some businesses for curbside pickup, but that's it.
Oh, like, I thought they were like opening. Oh,
no, okay. They're not opening.
So wait,
anything.
Have they said that they're extending it past May 15th yet? Are they actually?
I don't know actually because
are they opening up curbside stuff and they're like for another week we'll see what happens.
I don't know because I haven't heard anything yet because usually they announced it like way before this.
Yeah,
but it seems like it's still May 15th. Wait, so on May 16th are we just gonna be able to? Are things opening back up? Or, I mean, they shouldn't yet. Obviously, I don't think that. If you still look at the numbers and everything, it's not time, unfortunately. As badly as I want it to be, it's not.
Yeah.
And the people protesting against that, you have a right to protest. But in my opinion, you guys are being dumbasses. It's a virus. It's a pandemic that's killing thousands of people.
I don't get the protests seriously. Against the virus. I get like protests against like, I don't know, I get... Not that I agree with it, but there is the sect that are small businesses and shit that are struggling and they're just kind of like, well, we're just going to fail, I guess, for the betterment of the people. And I think like that's just a harsh bullet for a lot of people to take.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to be able to go to the public pool and go swim a few laps, man.
Give the lifeguard some jobs.
Oh, my God. Yesterday.
Oops, I'm drowning.
It was Harrison's birthday, and we went on a nice drive, and I drove up to Ventura County, and I drove specifically to the city of Ventura because I'd never been there, and it was just a really nice little, like, surf town, like a nice little California seaside town. And I went and you can't go on the beach, but I drove on a small, like a road that goes right by the water. And I had the windows down and I could smell the ocean, like feel the sea spray. And I was driving. I was like, oh my God, I just want to go to the fucking beach.
I know.
But I can't. But there were people. There were people surfing and stuff.
There's a lot of people at the beach, aren't there? Like you can go to Santa Monica, isn't it? Like pretty busy still or whatever?
Not that I know of. I thought they closed them all off.
Like not Ventura, necessarily not Santa Monica. Huntington?
Huntington Beach Huntington is open, Beach. I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go down there.
Of course not.
There's too many people. It's dumb. But from my car, the ocean was very nice.
Hasn't New York like said that a lot of the people that like there's still somewhat of like 600 people that are infected a day, essentially, and like most of those people are like people that are staying at home and shit.
I don't know.
Which would be. I think I saw a clip of him saying that.
They all live on top of each other in New York, though. New York, of course, like would be the worst place for a virus because
if it's
everyone's
one apartment complex, it's just going to spread throughout the complex.
Yeah, because all apartments there are so small and cramped together, you know.
I think that's with any apartment. Like, I guess they're, you know, homes are secluded areas and stuff like that. But when, you know, you live in an apartment complex or a condo, when there's constant goings in and outs. Just think of like staying at a hotel, you know, there's only so often that they're going to clean after someone touches something, you know?
Yeah. It's freaky stuff. We haven't gotten it yet. Fingers crossed.
Who knows? Maybe we have, and we're just asymptomatic.
That's true.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I had fun with you yesterday. That was fun when you came over.
Yeah.
Some steak for dinner.
That was really, it was really nice to say happy birthday to Harrison.
The present you got him was outstanding.
Hey, I got, yeah.
When I saw it, I laughed my
ass. I got him three things.
You got him three things?
I did.
All I saw was the hat.
Yeah. Well, I got him.
The hat was really
fucking good.
Maybe
he's hiding one of the presents away from you.
Do you think he is?
Possibly.
Is it something I would want too?
It's a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, he didn't tell me about that. So yeah, he's hiding it away. Speaking of which, how are we doing here?
What do you mean?
On toilet paper. I think
you can't go take any poops, I don't think.
We've been saying, actually, it's lasted a lot longer than we thought. Because I remember several episodes ago, we're like, there's enough for a couple more. And
yeah,
we've been able to stretch it, you know, quite a few weeks. But I think we're about at the limit here. But
yeah.
I don't think toilet paper is hard to get anymore. So at this point.
No, it's all at 7-Eleven and shit.
We're just being like, oh, no, we can't.
It is hard to get it. Like some grocery stores, though. I still like, there's a grocery store I went to, a few weeks back. They were all out of toilet paper still. They had some paper towels, I think, but they were mostly just out of it. I guess they still haven't gotten the hang of how much they should order.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hoarders.
I hate you. Oh, I took part the other night. I was outside my house on the phone with my mother, and an 8 p.m. hit. And you know what happens at 8? A couple podcasts ago, remember when we were starting and we heard people like the whoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It at 8 o'clock every day, everyone in L.A.
in
yells
LA?
Out their window. Yeah.
Really?
Not just L.A., but like across the country.
So it's happening in like 12 minutes?
20 or 18 minutes. Yeah. So if we go outside in 18 minutes, you'll hear people do it again. It's at 8 o'clock every day. I took part and I went outside. And
did you hear
yelling.
People?
Yeah.
Was it a lot of people?
Mm-hmm. I was in my neighborhood. I heard them all over like,
woo! I'm gonna still just sound like what I did last time.
Let's go do it.
Hey, you guys.
I think it's actually, I thought someone said it's like for healthcare workers or something, because that's when they change.
Well,
shifts.
Now I feel bad, Matt.
It is. I think it's that's when healthcare workers change shifts. So it's like everyone like yells in like appreciation. And then, you know, the person has had the worst day of their life and they're like, well, at least I can hear, you know, the people supporting me tonight. and they go home that night and give up. They're like, I can't do it anymore after that. I was like, if they had heard a nice supportive scream, they're like, you know what? I can keep going and save lives. But that was it. But I'll set an alarm. Hold on. Set my alarm for 7:59. Can you not cough while I'm talking to Siri? Thank you.
No, I can't.
Set my alarm for 7:59. Set my alarm for... Stop!
What's going on?
Set my alarm for 7:59.
Nine?
Okay. She set the alarm for 7:59. So when it's time, you know, we can get up and do a little hooting and hollering for our healthcare workers.
Shall we put on, like, shall we take big speakers out there and put the sound of rabbits being slaughtered playing very loudly over the speaker system?
Probably not. I don't think the neighbors would like that.
Mm.
Quick way to get our lease terminated.
But if anyone is in a hostage situation, it would probably force them to come out.
How?
So that's good. Well, I don't know. That's what they did with Waco. I figured that it would work here.
They did that at Waco?
Yeah, they set up speaker systems and had like loud rock music playing or the sound of slaughtered rabbits or rabbits being slaughtered.
Oh, to drive them crazy to come out? That's what they do to
forced insomnia
terrorists and stuff with the
didn't they use a Britney Spears song?
Yeah, they used the Sesame Street song. They use some Freddie Dredd. They use Blonde Boys.
Blonde Boys apparently is uploaded to Spotify by someone.
I saw that. That's not us on Spotify that uploaded that. I don't know how to get that taken down, but if you're listening, if you upload that to Spotify, please take it down.
It's just kind of like, I don't know, Syndigo is like over, and so it's weird that people are kind of taking advantage of
that. Well, someone's
making
money off of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
definitely taking advantage of that situation.
I don't know.
Maybe they're not, it's like maybe that's not their intent. You know, I'm not saying that they went out and were like, I'm going to take
advantage of this business that's now gone that means a lot to these two people.
It's like, no, he probably was just like, ooh, I want to, this isn't on Spotify. I'm going to put it up for my friends and other people who want to listen to it.
Yeah, and I get it's annoying. It's on Spotify. It's not on Spotify.
There's a reason it's not on Spotify.
Yeah. First of all, the sample isn't cleared, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, the sample was from another artist, and we felt weird profiting off of it. In fact, we never made a single penny off of Blonde Boys.
Did we not?
No.
Oh. I wouldn't know.
When would
Because
we?
The whole channel's demonetized.
Yeah, now. Like... I don't think we ever did.
The channel's been demonetized. I don't know how. There was something that happened where it just all. I think it was shortly after Daniel passed that either I went through all the videos or something happened.
It's just just doesn't make any money.
Or if it is being monetized, that was set up under like Daniel's account.
Yeah.
So like I have no idea what.
So who
what's
knows?
Up with
if there's money, I don't know where it is, and it's all mine.
No!
What if this... How mad would you be if you found out this whole time I had access and I was just taking the money every month? What a horrible fucking thing.
It would be very bad. Very mean. Very heartless little thing.
Get over it.
But yeah.
It's too bad, isn't it?
It would be too bad. But you're not doing it. Because you're a good guy.
Yeah.
No matter what you want to betray.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
But like a kind of a Weasley good guy. You're a good guy at
like
heart.
Like Ron?
But you're like a little weasel.
Is that how you see me?
No.
You see me as a good guy at heart, but I'm a little weasel?
No. Why would I see you like that? Unless you have any reason for, you know, to be...
Because I'm stealing the money. I'm coming clean. It's been bearing on my soul for far too long.
I always knew you were a thief.
I never made a single cent off Kids with Problems. Ever. Not a single damn penny.
Yeah, you gave it all to me. It was very nice.
Well, that was my way of making myself feel better for taking this Syndigo money. But damn, dude, I am excited to get out there and do some hooting and hollering.
Me too.
I really want some sweet tea, actually.
I mean, it hasn't been too long. You want some sweet tea?
I want some sweet tea. We got some in the fridge because we ordered Chick-fil-A, and we were like, let's get a fucking gallon of sweet tea.
Is this a flea bite?
What?
That's
a bed bug bite, Ryan. You're covered in them.
No.
Let me see. What is it, hard?
I don't know.
I can't. I'm not good at identifying bug bites. Could be a spider.
Also, it could be fucking mosquitoes because they're out like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. See, they don't have to obey quarantine. Mosquitoes can go and do whatever the fuck they want. That's not fair to me. I hate it. Oh, yeah. You were talking about forced insomnia, and I started taking medicine to help me sleep at night. Not like pills or anything, but I need to sleep better because I didn't realize it's not normal to wake up like 8 times a night.
Yeah.
Because most people I talk to are like, oh, I don't even wake up once during the night, or I'll wake up once.
At worst, it would be like once.
Is that how you are?
Yeah.
So I wake up 7 or 8, 9, sometimes 10, 11, 12 times a night.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I thought it was normal. And then I'm like, no wonder I'm tired all the time. Like, I don't get REM sleep because I just fucking, or if I do get into it, I end up waking up.
What wakes you up? Do you never like enter that REM sleep, or you're woken up before you can enter it, or like?
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm constantly waking up in the night, you know, like, have you ever seen the graph of like your sleep cycle where there's like awake and then there's REM like down there? Like, I can't hit that as much as I should be hitting it if I'm always coming back up. And it just fucking sucks, man. I don't know how to stay asleep at night because
Is the medication helping?
The first night I did, the second night I slept terribly, and tonight would be night 3, but it's
Are we going to do that sleep study?
Yeah, I do want to do a sleep study once they're open again, just because I have so many questions about my sleep, and it's killing me, and I hate being tired all the time. Like today, before we came to the office, I took a nap, and it was this feverish 2-hour nap where I woke up every probably 8 to 15 minutes, but when I woke up, I'd still be asleep. Like, I can't describe it. I just felt like I was in this lucid but yet still asleep state, and I wasn't actually sleeping, or I wasn't actually getting any rest. I was just doing the act of sleeping, and I was dreaming and everything and feeling asleep.
Yeah, you dream a lot.
I have that might be why I wake up so much during the night, because my dreams make me wake up. Because I don't wake up for any specific reason. I just wake up, and then I go back to sleep, and then I wake up, and I go back to sleep. And when I do wake up, I'm only up for like a minute, sometimes 10 minutes max, but it's just so annoying. I miss getting a full night's sleep.
I called you before I headed over here, and I could tell your little voice was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Because I just don't get, it's like I sleep, but I don't get rest. Pretty deep, isn't it? I sleep, but I don't get rest. Because I could sleep for 16 hours and still feel tired. And I could, like, it doesn't matter. I could sleep for 4 hours. I could sleep for 16 and feel the exact same. Bad. No good.
Dirty, rotten, great-great-grandfather. Stinky.
What? I want to be able to sleep.
Too bad.
Well, yeah, it is too bad, because I can't.
Bloop.
I love sleeping, though. Stop sticking your tongue out at me while I'm talking about this. Dude, I'm talking about something that's plaguing my life and causing me distress. Stop, dude. He did the thing the Iron Giant does, where he puts his hands up next to his head and he goes, that. That's enough. That's enough. Stop it. See, you listeners can't see what he's doing, but it's like he's antagonizing me. Okay, now he's pretending to suck on a penis.
Yeah, because it's hot.
It is pretty hot. I won't deny that. I won't say it's not hot. God damn, that's hot. What are you shaking your arms up and down? We playing charades now?
Okay, let's play charades. Let's
play charades.
Okay. Hold, let me think of something. Let me think of
Is
something.
Is it a movie?
No, let me think of something. Okay. Let me think of something. Jeez.
Stay in your seat. You got to stay in your seat.
I am going to stay in my seat. I'm just moving the mic a little bit.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
Getting warmed up?
Yeah, I'm getting my creative muscles. I'm flexing.
Flexing them. You getting those juices flowing through that big creative brain of yours?
Slap my forehead to rattle my thoughts around, you know?
Kind of get those.
Don't you have to do that, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes the thoughts they get stuck. So you got to.
Yeah, you got to really
really hit
it. It's like jelly.
Them. Get them out.
Oh, okay. Oop. Oh, there's some over there too.
Yeah, you gotta knock some out the back. They get stuck all around. Those little suckers stick to things. Go.
Okay.
One. Oh no. I mean the first thing you no, I'm just ignore me. Okay. Praying. He's praying. Drinking. You're drinking. Oh, did you die? Jonestown?
Yeah.
It, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool. Jonestown.
I got that real fast.
Yeah, it was one word.
Fantastic, dude. Oh, that's what the one was. That's right. I forgot how to play charades. Okay. I'm going to give you one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it a little tricky for you, okay?
Okay. Two words.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Rotating. Filming.
It's the category.
Film. Movies. Film. Fishing.
No.
It was film. Was I right with film? TV.
Yes.
TV. Okay.
Okay.
Two words. It's a TV show.
Okay.
Or it's someone's name on TV. Washing. Rinsing. Car wash. Washing. You're washing. Now you're getting head, and now you're drawing a box. And now you're... Okay. Yeah, you're rubbing. Is this all in one thing? Like this and this is just one word? One of the words?
Yeah.
You're washing and then you're getting a blowjob. You're receiving oral sex.
Check it out.
Yeah, a box. Yeah, you're drawing a box. Now you're drawing something. Now you're putting pants on. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, there it is. See, okay. I did Sponge and then Bob. You know, like
yeah,
like,
you know, yeah,
something's bobbing.
I got it eventually.
Square, and then
it's
pants.
When it's when you cut out the square. I looked and I was like, square.
Yeah, when I put those pants on, you knew it. You knew it. Exactly. I'm not very good at charades. I don't do it. Oh, I got one. I got one for you.
Okay, picking your nose.
No. Well, thank you for calling that one out, Ryan. Very embarrassing for me. It's my allergies. My allergies have been fucking awful, dude. I'm not picking my nose.
How was I supposed to know that wasn't what it was? Go on. You had one.
Okay.
Okay. This might be the most insane thing people are listening
to. Okay, ready?
Not being able to see you do perform it, so it's just us yelling out things.
I don't know how to tell the kid. It's a person, okay?
Okay, it's a person.
A celebrity, if
you
will.
Cool, a celebrity. Two words.
Two words.
Doja Cat.
What the fuck? No, it's not Doja Cat.
What? Seth Rogen?
No, dude.
What was that face? Who is that?
It's Keaton Jones, dude.
What is Keaton?
It's Keaton Jones.
How is that supposed to be Keaton
Jones? I was crying. Dude, it's good old Keaton Jones, man.
I wish I could have stayed for the movie, but I just left.
That felt like a piece of a conversation from like 30 minutes ago that you just cut out of that one and just pasted into the middle of this one. It's like the middle. It's like, yeah, I wish you could stay for the movie, but I had to leave. Yeah, we watched Rebel Without a Cause. I didn't finish it. I went to bed. I got sleepy.
Good.
It was good.
How much more did you watch when I went away? Was everyone else like, okay, I can use that as my out now?
No.
People started to trickle.
We took it inside though and ate cake for Harrison's birthday. Delicious cake. It was
had a bunch of strawberries on it.
It was delicious. Mm. Our friend Annabelle made a nice strawberry
cake. If I picked the
cake.
Strawberries off, I'm sure I would have loved it.
Yeah, bro.
Also, I didn't stay long enough to have any of the cake.
I know, you left before cake, bro. It was really disappointing. It was fun, though. We set up a projector in our backyard and projected a movie on the side of my house, laid in the grass. Also, we got a little pool, like a 10-foot pool, like a little inflatable one from Walmart, and filled it up with the hose and... Had a couple glasses of wine and we all chilled in the pool. Very fun. You were just chilling there.
Yeah. Ooh, was that your butthole?
Could you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to see if
your it was pink butthole.
If it was possible to show it from this angle.
Yeah, you did show
it
your
did
butthole
work?
To me. Yeah.
Okay, it did work. Yeah.
Classic Matt Watson butthole peek.
Damn, you know I'm always getting my friends with that one.
Yeah.
Classic, like, yo, look over here.
Oh,
it's my butthole.
It's his gotcha. Asshole.
Gotcha. Oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book. Oh, I also saw Drive for the first time.
Yeah, we did. Well, you saw Drive for the first time, but we all watched Drive. Yeah,
yeah. Ryan came over and we watched Drive because I have never seen it. And I've heard about it a million bajillion times. And everyone's like, you have to watch Drive.
And there is, you know, it's weird because while you're watching it, you do like see a lot of the things where it's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. You know, you get it. You get why people like it, but you get why people make fun of people who like scream it at the mountaintops that it's the best cinematic experience that's ever been.
Yeah, because what I've gathered, people like film bros would be like, it's the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
And like die on
you might have not heard about this movie. It's called Drive.
It was amazing though, I will say. I loved it.
Such a good movie.
Absolutely loved it. So good. So good. I really, 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 really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I loved the music and I knew all the songs. Yeah, I knew all the songs ahead of time just because I've heard them. You know, I've had like friends play them forever, and I just didn't know they were from Drive.
Yeah,
so it was fun seeing some music that I knew,
and that it wasn't like this, like Fast and Furious, like Need for Speed. Like it wasn't all about like him driving. There might have been like two exciting instances of something happening with a car, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
But like it was. I love how in the beginning of the movie, and I just. It's such a good subtle sense of humor where, you know, he's about to get the car for the job and for the opening kind of heist. And he's passing all these like muscle cars and these souped up like Need for Speed cars. And then he's like, yeah, for this, you're going to be using a Corolla or something like that. It was just like, hey, and he just kind of uses like a family vehicle to pull it off. And he's not using like he does get a cooler car later on. So that's where like people get that image of it from. But like, I think when it was first advertised, a lot of people were upset due to the marketing because they thought it was going to be like this high action driving movie. But the, now, Fast and Furious, I think, pump.
They have that cornered. Yeah.
They can just take it.
I love L.A. movies, too. It's one of my favorite genres now. I just love watching movies that take place in L.A. because I don't know. It's like, oh, it's my home. It's cool watching events unfold, like, where I walk around and get groceries. And I love, it's so cheesy, but I love watching an L.A. movie. Like, I know where that is. Yeah. Oh, I know where that is.
Ooh.
Like, oh, that's the mountain.
That's the mountain.
That's the mountain. Yeah, so I love watching, like, L.A. movies and stuff like that just because it's fun. It's a trivia. There's apparently, like, a new show on Netflix that takes place in Charleston, was shot in Charleston. So I want to watch it because my dad's like, son, you'd recognize all sorts of places if you watch it.
Did they film on King Street?
I think so, probably.
No, it'd be too busy for them to film, don't you think?
Not during coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
Or they could just shut it down. Because Charleston's becoming a big, just the South in general is becoming like a big shooting place for movies.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta is really big. Not the show. Well, the show is big, but Atlanta and Savannah and Charleston.
Well, for a while it has been. Like even the Hunger Games movies where there's a lot of
press. That was North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking Dead films in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
shit.
Did my alarm not go off? What the fuck? It's going off right now, but it's silent. I hear people screaming outside.
Gotta go scream. Wait. We did it.
We did the fucking.
We're gonna be hearing it for the next 5 minutes too.
Yeah. So I don't know why my alarm didn't. It did go off, but
it was on silent mode or something.
But I thought
is that why you don't wake up, huh?
No, I thought if my phone's even on silent, the alarm should still go off.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I don't know why that did that. That's so fucking bizarre, man. But we didn't miss it.
We
luckily
didn't.
the fellow people of Los Angeles alerted us that it was time to go outside and scream.
Yes.
I wonder if that'll like carry on afterwards. Like people will still try to do it. Also, I like it because it's gonna be just one of those little things where it's like, hey, do you remember like during that time, like remember there's that period where everyone would just scream every day at 8 p.m. Like, yeah, when I was a kid, people would yell outside at 8 p.m. Cool, grandpa. Damn. It is crazy. Like we're just living in such a weird timeline.
The world ended in 2012 and now we're in an alternate timeline.
You just realize how much you take things for granted and shit.
Yeah.
Going out. Just, I don't know. I just want to go to a fucking restaurant with my friends and eat some good food.
I remember the last restaurant I went to. I still do.
I can't even remember what the last
restaurant was. Right before quarantine. It was this place in Silver Lake and it was French, I think. It was Italian. It was Italian food. But kind of like different Italian food from some different part of Italy.
Yeah.
And I had some wine and it was fantastic. And this was right in the first few days when it started picking up and then everything shut down.
Potentially my last like dinner out might have been like this like barbecue place, Zeke's barbecue.
Oh, the one that we went to?
Yeah.
With Markiplier a long time ago?
I went there and I still like it.
It's a good place. I miss going to bars, dude. I love just going around to bars late at night and just, I like quiet bars. I don't like.
Your house is a bar.
It's not the same, though.
Jackson made a delicious beverage.
Oh, he did. That thing was delicious. It was like a frozen.
You got me pretty drunk.
It was pretty alcoholic, but I just miss going to bars. I like going to dimly lit bars, sitting at a booth, talking with friends, and just having a couple drinks. Listening to some music.
Out and taking a walk outside. Feeling a breeze.
Yeah, it's so nice, man. I love bars. I thought I would hate bars when I was younger because the thought of bars scared me because I'm like, oh, bad stuff happens or I'm going to have to talk to people I don't want to talk to.
The bar fights. Bar fights are going to happen.
No, I guess
did a food fight ever happen at your school?
No, never.
Right? Like, isn't that like the...
You always wanted it to, though.
You're like, food fight.
All you wanted food to hear was someone fight. Yell food fight. Yeah.
And it actually happened. There are like a few occasions where like someone threw a piece of food at someone else, but that was like its own isolated incident. I don't think it erupted into like everyone doing it.
I want to know in the comments for this podcast, here's the question. Did your school ever have a food fight? I want to know.
And it can't be like the school was like, we're
hosting a food fight outside on the football field.
What a waste of food.
I know. Hey, guys.
We're letting you use all of our rancid food we had to throw out.
Like all the food went bad, and they don't want to tell, like, the district, so they're like,
throw it at each other.
No, but let us know if it's ever actually happened, like a legitimate food fight, as in, like, one where pretty much everyone got up.
A majority of the cafeteria.
And food was flying.
If not half. Half is a pretty big number.
Yeah, it took a long time to clean up, too. Dude, a food fight sounds so much fun.
I know.
Like, still to this day, I'd love to be in a food fight.
Food fight!
Like, just the idea of us being in a... why don't we do it in a restaurant? We get sued. That's the thing. But it would be pretty fun to go into a restaurant and just have a big food fight. Like, at a buffet.
Yeah. We could rent a place out and be like, hey, instead of like having a birthday here, could we just have a food fight?
No, absolutely not. Why would we let you do that?
We'll clean it up.
No.
But you let kids come here.
It's going to stain. Things are going to stain. It's a waste of food.
The kids will piss and throw up on your carpet, sir. No, I mean, all we're doing is...
No.
Yeah, I bet you spill food in your restaurant every fucking day. You can't allow us to at least have one.
Well, people don't spill food on the walls. On the ceiling.
You're a fucking asshole, sir. You're a bitch. You're a simp, dude.
Get out of my restaurant.
Fuck you.
Get out of my buffet.
No, I have a gun.
Help! Help!
No, he's laughing maniacally at me.
Call the police!
Just me standing with the gun laughing? Describing me? I'm standing here with a gun laughing!
I liked, somebody posted I saw on Reddit that someone put... Ryan! Somebody posted some Japanese Animal Crossing YouTuber that has your laugh. Like, there's a Japanese YouTuber that laughs just like you, and I thought that was hilarious.
It's Japanese Super Mega.
I watched
I love the comment. I can't remember the name. Someone commented, it was my favorite comment. It was so good. It was... And they said they should get him for the Japanese dub of Super Mega.
I didn't see that. That's great. I have a friend.
Surprising. Oh, didn't see that one coming, did you,
you
buddy?
You Palestinian bastard!
I bring my race into this.
I'm sorry.
I can't help it.
I take it back.
I can't help the way I look,
I'm sorry, okay? I have a friend named Ricky, a.k.a. Ricardo, from Mexico, who he was in the Kids of Problems video, Take Me Out. I went to college with him, and we became good friends. He was here on an exchange, and now he lives back in Mexico. But he loves making stupid, goofy videos like the Gus Johnson type, where he plays a bunch of different characters by himself.
He's funnier than Gus Johnson, too.
That's not hard to be funnier than Gus Johnson, Ryan. I don't want think that we're being serious.
I know.
Gus is too nice to ever rag on.
He's a very nice dude.
And he's very funny.
I've talked to him very few times, but for the few times I have spoken to either him or Eddie, they have both been stand-up young little gentlemen.
I sucked them off once, and goddamn, I'll tell you what.
Dude.
The carpets match the drapes.
Okay, does Eddie like your bum smell, you know? He calls it bum funk.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
At Universal, he was like, y'all got bum funk? And, I would like, I don't know, he told me to reach my hands into my pants and then he would smell my hands.
Okay, I didn't know what he was doing. I remember seeing him doing that and I thought he was just doing some joke. I didn't know that he was like, Eddie was legitimately smelling it.
No, he's like, who has the funkiest bum?
Because he asked me that too. What the fuck? The bum funk thing. I thought it was just some joke, but
yeah,
that's weird. Very interesting. But basically my friend Ricky makes just these like Facebook videos and he just blew up out of nowhere and now he has like 100,000 subs. So it's so funny seeing this this little Mexican that I know. I'm kidding. My friend Ricky, it's just so funny watching him blow up and I'm proud of him. I think is just Ricky Tafolla, Tafolla. And I was saying,
doesn't sound American.
He said if he ever wants if we need someone to do like some Spanish stuff for a video, he would.
Can he speak Spanish?
So he can spoon Spanish. No, I mean that's his first language. He said he learned English.
What's his second language?
English.
That's horseshit. He's American.
He's not American. He's not an American citizen.
He's not a citizen?
No.
Then why are we talking about him?
That's a good point. He's Mexican. His channel, like, I love it because I'm subscribed to him. So I see a video pop up. And
do you understand the video?
No. Like, I'll just click on it and I'll see my
friend.
Using
context clues, can you guess what's going on?
No, I can't. I'll see it and I'll literally just be like, I'll have no idea what's going on because he'll be speaking so fast in Spanish and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. He'll have like a t-shirt on as a wig. See his newest video. Okay, here, 1.2 million views.
Jesus Christ.
See Saving Los Otakus in La Freaky Plaza. And it's just...
I want to see.
It's just him. He's 155,000
subs. He has a beard now.
Yeah, he does have a beard.
Did he have a beard in the other one? No, I don't think he did. We said Rick and Morty.
He said Rick and Morty. Goku.
Finito.
Oh, the Infinity Stones. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Okay. No, it's not. Something about Twitter. I don't know. I don't know what he was...
He said Twitteros again. Cola. He's talking about Coca-Cola.
Well, that's about all I can gather from that
Something
one.
About Twitter and Coca-Cola.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're hysterical. He's just doing...
I'm sure they're Hispanic.
They are Hispanically hysterical. If you're in the mood for a Hispanically hysterical YouTube channel, check out Ricky Tafoya on YouTube.
You should tell him to host a national holiday called Cinco de Pranko.
I am so sad that Cinco de Pranko is no longer with us. Maker Studios' best work of Cinco de Pranko. If anyone out there has an archive of Cinco de Pranko,
we're getting
it's gone.
An email from someone that wasn't cool. I was really proud of.
You know,
Cinco
I worked really hard on Cinco de Pranko. We should have worked harder. I'm kidding. That's well. I'm not. Right.
Re-upload your pranks.
I miss Cinco de Pranko. It was Maker Studios who made some of the best content on YouTube. Made that.
Because I mean, the man behind the Tard family, the Shaytards, he helped start Maker. He was one of the founding like people that helped start it.
I still can't get over that family.
Shane Carl.
They're all Tards except him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I'm not one of the Tards. You guys are all Tards. You know, it's not based on the word. What do you mean it's not based on the word?
I forget if they still call themselves that though. I'm gonna look up the Shaytards.
The Tard family?
No, the Shaytards.
Dude, Shaytards, bro. What were their names again? You know them all. It was
okay. Hold on.
Wife Tard,
Mommy Tard.
Okay, how could I forget?
Princess Tard, Sun Tard, Baby Tard, Rock Tard.
What is Rock Tard?
The new baby that took the place of the other baby.
There could only be one. Yeah, but what about when the baby grows up? Is it still Baby Tard?
Yeah, she still was Baby Tard.
Oh, poor thing.
And then, so this guy's, this other son of theirs is just Rock Tard.
We could shorten it. I'll be Matt Tard and you'll be Rye Tard.
I'm going to look up just the words Rock, all one word, Rock Tard.
Sounds like a yep. Inappropriate
Best
Pokemon.
Best moments, Rock Tard. Your whole life for the world to see, little buddy. Yep. You had no choice, baby.
I can't wait to pump a few kids out so I can just film them and make millions off of it.
That's great.
Without their permission.
I'm sure they loved it. They loved the attention.
Yeah. And I'm never going to put a
single cent of that
into a savings
account. I'm sure they can conceive
of
the thought of millions of people watching what they're doing. To them, what they think is probably like a nice, fun time with dad and mom and siblings.
Is being monetized and broadcasted to the world. And I actually want to know, like...
See, if they know that, they'd want to cut. Yeah. No, you say, oh, they provide the cut by... No, that baby needs its own account. Rocktard needs its own bank account. And he needs to be having those Rocktard bucks be put in his account.
I those Barocktard bucks.
Come on!
What?
Barocktard?
I simply just added one more syllable. It rhymes with it.
Yeah, do you think Obama joins the family in their polygamous relationship? I'm
with Michelle and Barack. Like,
am I Barocktard or a Obamatard?
We've joined the Shaytard family and
Michelle Tard and
we got Sasha Tard.
What's the dog's name?
The dog?
Yeah, didn't they? That was the big thing. The White House dog.
Yeah,
is it dead yet?
Actually, I've joined the family.
Trump Tard.
Dotard.
No,
get
no,
it?
No, he's Donald Trump Tard.
Donald Trump Jr.
It's the
Tard.
Whole name.
Eric Tard. He just goes by Eric Tard. And Baron Tard.
Monica
Baron
Tard.
Dude, but like, I wonder what
Bill
that
Tard.
Does. What does that do to a child's
Hillary Tard.
Mental health?
What, being called a Tard?
No, yes, I'm sure that doesn't help, but I growing up from the moment you're born just being filmed and monetized?
I don't know. When they grow up, we should ask them.
Like, what kind of sociological effects does that have on one's...
When we're 40-something, we'll interview Rocktard when he's a 20-something.
So, Rocktard, tell me about your life. We'll be famous interviewers by then. We'll have our own TV show.
We'll be our own Joe Rogan. We'll be like a old Joe Rogan times two.
We'll both be bald and ripped and red and shiny.
And constant, dude, I saw a clip recently that made me upset of Joe Rogan.
What'd he do?
He was, I don't want to talk about it.
You don't have to talk about it. You can keep it inside if you want. You can tell me after the podcast.
He's just like giving hand jobs to people in bathrooms.
Why'd that make you mad?
Because he has a wife and children.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is bad. That's very bad. God damn.
This is the leaked footage that was on like, I think I saw it on like Reddit or something. Well,
he's
going
to have to deal with that privately.
Yeah.
That should never have been public.
Did he think Joe? Yeah. Hey, what the fuck? Okay, that's not true.
So
that's not true. That's right, not
he's gonna
Joe
have us.
Rogan
he's gonna have us on the Rogan Experience one day.
So why did you lie about
Jamie,
me?
Jamie, pull this clip up. Like so, yeah. You said these lies about me. That's slander.
I'm gonna sue you. I'm just gonna sue you. You know, Jamie, pull up the lawsuit.
Oh no, it's for like $70 million.
Jamie, pull up my balls and lick my gooch. Ah, fuck.
Jamie, pull my balls up. Thank you. Just keep them there for a while.
Now, Jamie, come over here and stroke my shaft.
Oh, that's good. I wish Joe would just pull his balls up, like on, be like, Jamie, pull my balls up. Just let them sit for the rest of the podcast. Just never mention them again. But they're just there, looming over the guest, as like a masculinity move. Like his balls. His
you know, the only way I could have achieved these balls using supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan supplements. I think that I feel like Joe Rogan's balls look just like.
Do you want balls like Joe Rogan?
Do you want balls like Joe Rogan?
Featuring the new Joe Rogan supplements.
I bet his balls are smooth, just like his head. Like, I bet his balls just look just like his head. They're just red and smooth and shiny. They look like they're about to explode. There's so much goddamn testosterone in them.
They're always, like, pulsating.
Or like that
it's
thing.
Like, it looks like an obvious weak spot on a giant boss in Doom or something.
What's the movie where like is it the new Godzilla where it's like in the egg and it's like pulsating and
yeah.
Like it's like that like look, it's gonna blow. Oh man, well I think talking about Joe Rogan's nutsack is a good way to end episode 192 of the podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
Check us out on iTunes and Spotify. We're always there before it's uploaded on YouTube days ahead, so if you want to listen to it early, feel free to do that. Or don't, whatever you want. And check out our sponsors in the description.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye!
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.